This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to AstroPro and Liquid IV for sponsoring us. Real Rejects got invited back to WonderCon. Come geek out with us in person Sunday, March 31st.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Bertha.
Bertha.
That's what I call that voice.
That's the Grateful Dead. All right, we're going to watch Body, Body, Bodies. Here we go. I feel like you feel defeated right now. Am I gathering that correctly?
In a good way.
Like, because tell me what's going through your head.
I'm disappointed in myself.
I hear you. I hear you. Because it was like you were looking for the killer.
Well, nothing was lining up for why someone would do it, and nor did it make sense to me why Pete Davidson, got to watch our words here, would unalive himself. And then they show like, oh, it's just some freak accident or something that occurred. And I kind of love it because of that.
Like when she says, what was he doing outside?
Yeah. And like you called it, and I just couldn't see like why he would do it. And I do actually sort of respect the fact that everything that happened was just because they couldn't keep their shit together, and it becomes this commentary on what people are like especially like what people respond, how they behave on like social media.
Yes.
You know, all the buzzwords that you hear and the fronts that they like to put up and what they like to advocate for and how everyone's kind of putting up a facade, you know, this veneer, then and pulling back those layers, and I kind of loved it in a way I did not anticipate.
I hear you. It is
so different than I would have expected, and it's A24. I can imagine this is one of those movies that has an all right audience score with a great critic score, because this is not because it sets it up like a typical murder mystery just
but
with a modern touch.
You think this is better critic score than audience?
I would suspect so.
I would think flipped.
I mean, you've been outdoing me on this movie the entire time, as I have been wrong the entire
way. It's
because
I'm so young and hip.
I know. You speak the language of these women. I'm just going to look up that one thing while...
You know what this is kind of a commentary on, though, I believe? Like, this is what happens when your relationships are not rooted in trust, when you don't actually have trust at your core. Because here's what's happened. Pete Davidson...
That was right.
On accident...
85 critics, 69.
That's wild.
And I'll be like, yep, this seems like that
but
kind
pretty
of
pretty high for both. Fresh for both, right?
Yeah, I mean, one's like a C and the other one's like a B+.
Yeah, 69 is kind of low for the audience. I would have thought it would have been higher than that, honestly. I would definitely guess that it would have been in the 70s minimum.
Well, you see, I was saying that because that disappointment I have, I can imagine that isn't just in myself, but I can imagine the way how other people probably take it or like what the, it was just like this big.
I feel so satisfied right now. It's insane. Yeah. I knew they weren't going to not tell us who did it. What I think is just so brilliant, though, is, okay, so you follow all the threads. Pete Davidson, on accident, unalive, just totally because he is threatened by somebody else's like masculinity, I suppose. Then because of that, they question this man who they don't know very well and they believe to be a war vet who is not, but they don't stop and ask questions. They don't trust each other's judgment in their partners. They don't trust him. So then they end up with him being unalived. Then the same situation with the girl who then Amanda's character gives too many pills to and she trips down the stairs. It's just like a series of unfortunate events.
Well, it's funny because Pete Davidson, when he's first going off on his girlfriend, when he's saying like, what, you're going to call me a gaslighter? What? Because I think some people will say that it's such a buzzword and an often abused word in and of itself.
It is.
And then being called a narcissist, another thing, like a lot of these words that have sort of reached the forefront in the day and age of mental health becoming an actual definition, right? And it's funny because they all kind of do that to each other. They're all emotionally abusive to each other. They're all narcissists for the most part. They're all, except for our main girl. And then they all gaslight each other. So they are all victims of the exact thing they avoid admitting to what they are as a collective.
Completely.
And I thought that was kind of a brilliant take on these characters. Because as much as they're like rich, it's not really a commentary on classism. It's more of a commentary on how we associate all these I think Rachel is it Senate or Sano? I always call it Senate.
I've been saying Senate, but that might not be right.
I mean, my introduction to her was Bottoms.
Oh,
I didn't see the other one, but yeah, I think her character is like a wonderful encapsulation of feeling like an authentic personality. Like you and I have both probably seen that type of individual.
Did
so
you watch
many times.
The Idol?
No, I did not.
Okay, she's that too. Yeah, she's amazing. She's unbelievable. And somehow she doesn't feel like a parody, though that kind of person feels like a parody.
I think on paper, it's probably reads like it could be a sketch, but she brings an authenticity to it that reminded me of people in real life that I for sure am like, oh, I've seen this type of personality so many times, you know?
I'm so with you. Yeah, each character, even though we don't know their names, they were so clear.
Yeah.
Just so crystal clear, made perfect sense. But it also felt like this was, I don't know who this was written by, but it felt like it was written by somebody who was 27 years old, 25 years old.
Plugged in.
What?
Who's like plugged into the way people are on social.
I thought you said misplugged in. I was like, was that the person? Just in the sense that like, I don't feel like it was a commentary from a 50-year-old man commenting on young women today. I feel like this was part of society is when your relationships are not rooted in earned behaviors and trust and understanding, and you just use these buzzwords and you just have drugs and partying and you just have money and richness and fun experiences, then you don't have what you need to thrive.
Yeah.
And in this, it takes it to the extreme, obviously. But like the relationship that makes the furthest in this is the one that is at least rooted in love in a little way, you know, at least lust, like between the two girls, between the people that we start seeing them make out, you know, like they at least are coming in. They're sober, they're trying, and they're the ones who make it out of the end of this. Do you think that Amanda's character was the check the text thing? Like, do you think that they hooked up?
Yeah. 1,000%. She tossed her phone.
That's sad.
She's been vehemently in denial. The one main girl who I kept suspecting was the killer, her last words were check her text. She was dead set on it, and she also threw her phone. And if she has a gun pointed at her, and her key to earning trust,
but why doesn't she just say, "Yeah, I did it"?
Because
all are liars.
I know they're all narcissistic personalities.
Except for the one girl whose mom has borderline. She's not. a liar.
But she's the outsider.
Yeah, she's the fish out of water. It was nice to have that one redeeming character, except she's the only one we see who murders somebody in cold blood. In the whole movie, one person murders somebody, and it's her.
I wouldn't call it cold blood, though. I mean, everyone in that moment thought he was the killer, and they were all fighting with him. They were like,
it doesn't mean she didn't murder him.
She definitely murdered him, but
in cold blood.
But when I usually
didn't murder anybody.
If I hear what in cold blood means, that sounds like just a cold blooded murder when it wasn't an act of defense in it.
It wasn't self defense, though.
I don't think in the court. I think in her mind it was because she was.
He looked like he was attacking.
I wouldn't call her a murderer, though. I mean, in the context of what went down in that scene, one girl tackled him. They all had weapons on him, and he was ready to fight. He even grabbed a knife. He was fighting with all of them, and so she just took the blow to take him down.
I'm not calling it first degree premeditated, but
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's why I felt like it was coming across. She murdered him. She 1,000% murdered him.
You said, I don't know if she's a murderer. She hit him over the head, and then he gets back up, and she hit him.
I don't know, labels.
Like, there was a way to de-escalate. And that's another thing, another great message of this movie. And I know it's not supposed to be like, oh, this movie's all about its messages, but
there's a lot of messages in this
in
movie,
life, though. This is so important. When you can de-escalate, do.
Yeah.
And none of them could do it. None of them could de-escalate. The only one who could ended up murdered. He went to the, remember when Pete hits him and he's like, gets in his face and he's like, I'm going to go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. And he was of a different gen. And he goes in the other room and he red light therapies and he tries to de-escalate and he puts down his weapon and he ends up dead for it.
Yeah, well, these guys are all, everyone here, what I loved is like everyone here is so obsessed with their image, even to a degree with our, I keep forgetting their name.
Yeah.
Amandla. Even with Amandla, there isn't, to at least the way I saw it, there was an extent of part of her working on herself and getting sober was to also receive a sense of gratification of her image of what others thought about her. There was a consistency with almost like a need for validation that everyone had and a need for approval.
Yes, Greg. And even at the end when she says, when they're like, why didn't you want to be around us anymore? And she says, because you guys trigger me. And it's another buzzword. And
yeah.
It's like, deeper.
And then in the midst of that heated conflict, they're all buzzwording each other.
It's like, how about one of you guys actually stops and says something real for a single second? But you can't. They say, why don't you want to be with us anymore? And instead of saying, because you guys don't support me, you're really horrible friends, and I can't control myself when I'm around, she says, because you trigger me. It's like, that's the buzzword nation right now. And that's why early on, like, I wasn't trying to say Pete Davidson's character wasn't a POS, because he totally was. But I got what he was saying he was like, he was like, what are you going to call me a narcissist? And it's like, you are a narcissist. You absolutely are. But also, it is just the buzzword city. It's wild. I love this.
Yeah. I mean, like attracts like. And I think that the whole, I love how they peel it back to show that a lot of the images that people put up. It's such a strange movie because it's the last thing I expected this movie to. I never would have thought this is the kind of film we were walking into.
Can I tell you the only moment that I think could have been stronger? Max walking in and saying,
oh, yeah, he was too nonchalant about that.
What? He goes, so what happened here?
I think they were going for like a comedic touch, but it just registered as not believable.
It was like, that made me think, like, wait, did you do this? Like, what?
It is an odd moment. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy or symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely. All right, Reject Nation. So today I want to share something with you that has been a wonderful addition to my health and fitness journey that I discovered during the holidays, and that is Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier. I'm down to my very last packet, and I'm freaking out, but it's okay. I got more in the mail. Now, a lot of you have been so kind to notice how I've been working on my physical health. Thank you for all the compliments. And one thing I learned is that proper hydration is absolutely crucial, especially post-workout and pre-filming after post-workout. And my wife actually introduced me to this product, which is perfect because we not only care about quality, but a good taste and quality product. Whether it's after a sweaty workout or just after, you know, a good night out, you know what I'm saying? Efficient hydration and replenishing electrolytes is key. You just feel better and it tastes fantastic. I can't emphasize that enough. Another thing that I'm always on the lookout for too is products that have zero sugar or zero sugar added, because that's one of my main dietary restrictions throughout the week. And they of course got products that fit that description that also taste good too. So yes, thank you so much. So Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is, in summary, is they are a non-GMO electrolyte drink that delivers hydration into your bloodstream faster and more efficient than water alone. But sometimes drinking a whole gallon is not always efficient, but in fact, it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I'm also big on efficiency. Plus, it's packed with a lot of essential vitamins, and we know vitamins are good for the body. It's vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. You can customize the water amount to your taste. Again, perfect for post-night recovery, traveling, or just having a big night out. You know what I mean? Normal. So, if you want to boost your support for the channel and boost your hydration game, go to liquidiv.com and use promo code REJECTS at checkout. That's liquidiv.com, promo code REJECTS. And remember, Liquid IV, it's not a real IV, but it sure feels like it. So stay hydrated, stay healthy, and let's keep crushing those health and fitness goals together in the year 2024.
Like, what if he had walked in and just screamed his head off, you know, and then caught anything? Like, just, I feel like other than that, this movie had a great sense of tone, especially with Rachel's character. She was so spot on with her jokes, but like we said, felt realistic. Like, I thought the timing, this almost played like a horror comedy. It was so funny at times, but that moment was just like, what?
I definitely call it a dark horror. I think it's a dark comedy. Yeah. It's a black comedy. I think it's a really, it's like mean spirited, but in all the ways I love.
Who is your favorite character?
I mean, the one I think most people would hope to identify with.
Fish out of water murderer?
Yeah. The first degree murder. The main girl. They're all, everyone was such a great actor though. I don't know if I had a favorite character.
I think I have to give it to Rachel Sennett. Those things that she said that were...
She was funny, man.
She was funny.
She was really, really funny.
She was really funny.
But the way the movie also handles like the paranoia and the horror, I thought was excellent too.
Yes.
The way how the cascading events of the weather and atmosphere just like caving in on them.
Yes, the weather helps so much. And you know what, Greg? It's an us problem as a society. Weather? No, oh. Just society, us. We did this. We did this. We did what they did. We saw what they saw.
Yeah.
And we jumped to who did it.
No, that's why I think it's a clever plan. The audience is I think a lot of us, too, in a lot of ways, might need to check ourselves on when we are succumbing to being reflective of the other characters too.
Yes, you know? Greg.
And
yes, Greg.
Because I think it's really easy for anyone who has a social media account to fall into that trap where you are suddenly putting out things because you kind of want the recognition for, look at me for what I'm doing, and not realizing I am kind of going down some narcissistic tendencies, or I am doing something that I personally don't agree with. And even though I might like put out there that I don't agree with this and I support this, maybe I'm not really actually, maybe I am being the antithesis to that. So I think there's a way to, I think the main thing we would all want to do is just go, I am just the main fish out of water character, but then go, oh, but you know, sometimes I might have to be mindful. It's another word. I might have to be mindful of when I am reflecting these other characters. I'd like to think I'm not these people in real life,
but we have moments,
but we all have our moments where we can succumb to that. And the point is like to do that in a knowledge of truth and change. And this is everyone's characters that are breaking down as this situation just keeps unfolding. They're breaking down to the truth, but do they ever truly get in touch with the truth of who they actually are?
Right.
I don't think they do, you know?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, right. Our fish out of water character still is a liar. And a murderer.
But she was the only one who admitted the truth.
I'm with you completely. Yeah. She's the best of them.
Yeah.
But she still, to her girlfriend, claimed she went to graduate, didn't.
Yeah.
Claimed she was working, wasn't. And I'm not saying she didn't, we don't feel for her. I'm not saying I don't empathize or sympathize with some of her decisions. But like, just because you have a family situation that's horrible, you know, we hear Rachel saying to people like, that's very real. Mental health is very real. And it's like, yeah, but you still can't be a liar and a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Still can't lie and murder.
Well, that's why I think this idea, like with the main girl, I wish we knew everyone's dead with the main girl.
I know. I don't know any of them. Alice, Emma.
I can't recall a single name. But with our main girl, like her whole point of her being from her perspective, starting it in, is she just wants to fit in. She just wants to get approval as well. So even though it's a different context as opposed to how everyone else seeks validation, I think that's so smart as a reflective idea to the audience of what happens when you try to fit in and consequences of that when you aren't just being your true self. So you specifically talked about, you know, trust and truth, I think. That is a big point of the, I think that is a point of the movie. The last thing, I thought we were going to just talk about horror and all these things. And this movie just had so much more to say that, and I think it does not give you what you expect. And I can imagine that's why the audience score would be like, I immediately thought the audience score would be a lot lower because it's not a simple whodunit movie.
But did you find this to be, the reason I thought the audience score was going to be higher, and obviously I was wrong, is because I found this fun still. And I find that audiences can be forgiving when something's really fun. Do you think that this was a fun movie?
I think it was a fun movie. I do think it gets really serious though. Like Rachel Sennett, I do believe elevates it. And sometimes maybe because just the way we were absorbed, we were not finding moments that I imagine. Maybe that was meant to be a ha-ha moment. Like when she puts the gun up when she's dying and she says, check her text. Like there's something kind of funny about that.
Yeah.
But the whole argument leading into that was not funny. It was a very serious argument as much as there was a almost meta commentary on.
Like when she's talking about being black and using cocaine and how it's not a problem. Pete Davidson does it, but when she does it.
I mean, the way they were all turning on each other and pointing the fingers and stuff. I think that stuff, maybe people started finding that. I don't know why people, maybe they thought it was preachy or something, but I thought it was very revelatory of the characters.
I don't think it was preachy.
I'm not saying I thought it was preachy.
No, I know.
I don't know why people would find it to be on the lower side, because it's really not a horror. It doesn't really become like that much of a horror movie at a certain point, because it takes breaks. Because most of these movies, they would just keep the focus simply on who is the killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this movie just takes these breaks to have people argue about things that are not about who killed who. You know, it becomes about other things in the past that they have not talked about, where you're not even thinking about who the killer is for certain chunks of the movie. So yeah, it was interesting.
The music, killer.
Phenomenal music.
The way this was lit, awesome.
Beautiful.
Really cool.
Beautiful stuff.
Do you know this director at all?
I have no idea. Let's look it up.
Let's do it. Oh my God.
And I thought Pete Davidson was very believable. I'm saying this sentence, realizing I don't actually. This might be the only movie I've seen that Pete Davidson's in.
I watched his show.
Okay.
What the hell was it called? Something.
Oh, the one that had like Joe Pesci and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't. No, I did not. Am I?
I think Pete Davidson's pretty good.
That's my point. Is I guess I've never really given him the chance, and I just assumed I would only see Pete Davidson, which is an unfair thing to impose on.
The character was very Pete Davidson adjacent. I feel like they played to his strengths. I think, but yeah, I think he did a good job. You looking at the director?
Yeah, looks like
who's the director?
Her name is Helena Rain, and mainly TV. Yeah, mainly TV shows that I've never heard of ever. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I don't know what any of these are.
Did the director also write the script?
No, it's a different writer.
Really?
I did notice that.
It seemed to me like it was the person who directed it would have been the writer.
Sarah, someone came up with a story, and the writer is a very female-driven property.
Let's go.
Oh, you women. yeah. No, this is her first movie. Impressive.
For a director we don't know, a writer who this was her first movie.
That's impressive stuff.
Yeah, the whole thing, I have to say, I was hoping that I was going to love this, and I'm really, really happy that I did.
I thought it was great.
Yep.
I thought it was great and subverted expectations every step of the way. And I think Greg fake out death is the moment they're telling you this movie is not going to be what you think it is.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. That's so true. Yeah. The ball tap moment.
I was engrossed.
Yeah.
Like I was literally engrossed to the point where I'm like, I'm not even saying anything now. I'm just like really watching what's happening. Like I'm so impressed with.
I like that you remember one character's name and it's because he has your name.
Of course. Someone was named Roxy. You remember Roxy, wouldn't you?
For sure. That's why I can't remember anybody but Greg either. Okay, any other thoughts before we body on out?
I'm trying to think, you know, because I always, the one thing that the consistency in my life.
Is that you think of the thought right
now? With the YouTube videos is when, like, the top comment is the thing that I'm like, oh, I should have talked about that. Like, things that people are pointing out. I can't really think of anything. Hmm. Great acting, great writing, saying it at all. I think as a, for what is obvious, I mean, other than, like, some certain cast members, for a lower budget film,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was really smart of how they shot it to make it feel bigger. With the mansion and use the weather, but I noticed that you get away with a lot in these real tight shots, and to make like the environment feel massively icky and just like drench them and everything in the background moving, but like you get a couple of machines and you just make it like feel more massive than it actually is. I thought it was really clever, but they got some real. This is a real talented cast. They're very talented. Everyone felt like they knew each other a long time.
The chemistry was unreal.
It was really good. Amazing chemistry. I was very impressed with the chemistry. These are stellar performances.
Well, bodies, you have our heart and our mind, our soul, and our body.
Yeah, and that was awesome.
Yeah, really, really good. And I hope you guys loved it as much as we did. Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you soon. Later, rejects.